Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Reimagining Capitalism in a World on Fire by Rebecca Henderson is a pragmatic call to modernize how business creates value in an era defined by climate risk, inequality, and institutional distrust. Drawing on Henderson's experience as a scholar of strategy and organizational change, the book argues that the current model of capitalism is generating extraordinary wealth while also destabilizing the social and environmental systems that markets require to function. Rather than framing the solution as choosing between profit and purpose, Henderson lays out why long-term profitability increasingly depends on healthy communities, credible governments, and a livable planet. The book connects investor expectations, corporate governance, regulation, culture, and leadership into one cohesive diagnosis of why incremental tweaks are no longer enough. It also offers a roadmap for executives, employees, and citizens who want to push companies beyond public relations and toward measurable change. The central message is that capitalism can be repaired, but only if business leaders use their power with urgency and accountability. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why the current model is breaking, externalities, inequality, and eroding trust. Henderson's starting point is that many of the pressures facing capitalism are not accidental. Markets reward firms for shifting costs onto others, whether through carbon emissions, fragile supply chains, or labor practices that suppress wages. Over time, these externalities accumulate into systemic threats. Climate change increases physical risk and transition risk for entire industries, while inequality weakens consumer demand, fuels political polarization, and undermines the legitimacy of market institutions. The book emphasizes that capitalism depends on social consent and functioning public goods such as education, infrastructure, and a stable legal system. When corporations appear to extract value without supporting those foundations, trust collapses. That loss of trust then invites backlash, unstable regulation, and reputational risk that can destroy shareholder value. Henderson frames this as a business problem as much as a moral one. Companies cannot thrive in societies that are fragmenting or on a planet whose basic systems are destabilizing. Understanding this feedback loop is crucial because it explains why voluntary charity and narrow compliance efforts are insufficient. The diagnosis sets up the need for structural change in incentives, measurement, and leadership priorities so that markets once again align private success with public well-being. Secondly, redefining corporate purpose, creating value for stakeholders without abandoning profit. A key theme is that purpose is not a slogan, but a strategic choice about what value the firm exists to create and for whom. Henderson argues that maximizing short-term shareholder returns has become a distorted objective, especially when it encourages cost-shifting and underinvestment in resilience. She does not present stakeholder capitalism as a feel-good alternative, but as a disciplined approach to long-term value creation. Serving customers, investing in employees, partnering fairly with suppliers, and respecting communities can build competitive advantage by improving innovation, retention, brand strength, and risk management. The book also highlights that purpose must be operationalized through governance, incentives, and metrics. Leaders need to embed commitments into capital allocation, product design, procurement standards, and executive compensation, rather than isolating sustainability in a peripheral department. Henderson also stresses the role of transparency. Firms should communicate goals clearly, report progress, and invite scrutiny to avoid the trap of vague promises. In this framing, profit remains essential, but it becomes a result of building durable value rather than the sole measure of success. By shifting from extraction to creation, companies can reduce backlash and align more closely with the conditions required for prosperous markets. Thirdly, climate action as core strategy, risk, innovation, and competitive advantage. Henderson treats climate change as the defining market failure of our time and a catalyst for strategic reinvention. Businesses face immediate operational risks from extreme weather, longer-term risks from policy shifts and carbon pricing, and reputational risks as customers and employees demand credible action. The book argues that waiting is costly because the transition to a low-carbon economy will reorder industries, reward innovators, and strand legacy assets. Henderson emphasizes that meaningful climate strategy goes beyond offsets and public statements. It requires measuring emissions across the value chain, setting science-aligned targets, investing in process and product innovation, and collaborating with suppliers and competitors where joint standards can shift entire markets. Climate action can also open growth opportunities in clean energy, efficient logistics, circular materials, and climate-resilient infrastructure. Importantly, Henderson frames corporate climate leadership as both self-interest and civic responsibility. Markets alone will not price carbon accurately without policy, but companies can help accelerate policy adoption by demonstrating feasibility and reducing perceived economic costs. This creates a reinforcing loop where private innovation enables stronger rules and stronger rules reward innovators, making decarbonization a driver of competitiveness rather than a constraint. Fourthly, the role of government and collective action, fixing rules, not just firms. A central argument is that many sustainability challenges cannot be solved company by company because competitive markets punish first movers when the rules reward cost shifting. Henderson therefore emphasizes the need for better regulation and stronger public institutions. Effective policy can level the playing field by pricing externalities, setting minimum standards, enforcing disclosure, and investing in public goods that enable innovation. The book also explores why business should support, not undermine, these reforms. When corporations lobby against environmental and labor protections while advertising responsibility, they create a credibility gap that fuels cynicism. Henderson pushes readers to think in terms of collective action problems. Everyone benefits from cleaner air, stable climate, and social cohesion, but individual actors may defect unless coordinated by rules and norms. Industry coalitions, multi-stakeholder initiatives, and responsible lobbying can help bridge this gap. The book also acknowledges that governments can be slow or captured, which makes civic engagement and institutional accountability essential. For business leaders, the implication is clear. Strategy must include shaping the context in which the firm competes. Supporting fair regulation can reduce uncertainty, prevent race to the bottom dynamics, and restore legitimacy to capitalism by making market outcomes more aligned with societal interests. Lastly, leading change inside organizations, culture, incentives, and courage. Henderson is explicit that reimagining capitalism is not abstract theory. It depends on people making hard decisions within real organizations. She focuses on the internal barriers that keep firms stuck, including short-term performance pressure, siloed accountability, and cultures that reward compliance over learning. Meaningful change requires leadership that can articulate a clear direction, build coalitions, and redesign incentives so managers are rewarded for long-term outcomes. This includes integrating environmental and social goals into operating plans, risk systems, and investment criteria, not treating them as side projects. Henderson also highlights the importance of measurement and governance, because what gets tracked and audited shapes behavior. Credible reporting can align internal priorities and make it harder to backslide when leadership changes. Another theme is courage. Leaders and employees may need to challenge entrenched interests, rethink profitable but harmful product lines, and confront political dynamics such as lobbying positions that contradict stated values. The book suggests that change is more likely when firms create psychological safety for debate while maintaining clear accountability for results. By treating transformation as a strategic and cultural project, organizations can move from aspirational language to sustained execution that withstands market cycles. In conclusion, this book is best suited for business leaders, managers, entrepreneurs, investors, and policy-minded readers who want practical clarity on how capitalism can be strengthened rather than discarded. It will also resonate with employees who feel tension between their work and the broader crises of climate, inequality, and declining trust. Henderson's core benefit is reframing responsibility as a source of resilience and performance, not merely ethics. Readers can apply the ideas to evaluate strategy through risk, innovation, and legitimacy, then translate purpose into governance, metrics, incentives, and credible engagement with public policy. The book can improve life outcomes by helping readers make better career and investment decisions, communicate more effectively about sustainability, and push for changes that protect long-term prosperity. Compared with many similar titles, it stands out for connecting corporate action to the rules of the game, showing why voluntary initiatives alone fail and why responsible lobbying and regulation matter. It is worth buying because it offers a balanced, systems-level roadmap that treats markets, institutions, and organizational realities seriously, providing a grounded guide for turning concern into accountable action. If you would like to support Rebecca Henderson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.